Good evening. This is the regular meeting of the PNB's National Finance Committee meeting. I'm the Secretary, R. Paul Martin. Our Chair, Summer Reese, is absent. The first thing we need to do is establish a quorum, and we'll do that with a roll call right here, and I'll call the roll now. Please answer up when you hear your name. Jim Boyd?
Here.
Alonzo Brown?
Here.
Kim Kaufman?
Here.
Alberto Loera?
President.
R. Paul Martin's here. Summer Reese? Tracy Rosenberg? Alex Steinberg?
Alex Zerman?
Barbara Whipperman?
Here.
Okay. LaVarne Williams?
Present.
Bruce Wolf?
Present.
Okay. Did Alex Steinberg chime in? No. Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8, that's quorum. And so we're starting our meeting here. And,
okay, and Arlene is here too, but you need to know that.
Okay, here too. Okay.
I've got a commitment with the auditor, so we need to leave here about 7:15.
Okay. And,
I mean, 6:15, so we've got about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And so the first thing we need to do is get a chair pro tem. Would anybody like to do that?
I'll go ahead and volunteer for that, if you please, Mr. Secretary.
I second it.
Does anybody else want to do it? Okay. Is there any objection to Alberto Loera chairing the meeting? Hearing none, Alberto, you're chairing. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. There's several, before we go into setting the agenda for tonight's evening, there's several new members that are before us, and I would like the audience that is listening to the stream to get to know members that will be present for the new year through 2012. Can we introduce ourselves? We'll start from our new treasurer from KPFT.
Yeah, this is Jim Boyd, KPFT in Houston.
Our new treasurer from Los Angeles, who joined us last meeting but is still a new person.
Kim Kaufman.
And our new treasurer from Berkeley.
Barbara Whipperman.
Thank you all for being the brave souls that you are to join this great committee. and let me get on with trying to set an agenda. We are rapidly pushing the end of this program year. There's a lot of items that we would like to discuss. We'll try and get to as many of them as possible. There is an executive session scheduled for this meeting. We don't have to do it if we feel we don't have the time or if we can postpone the executive session. There will be another Finance Committee meeting on Tuesday next, the 21st, and that should be the last meeting for this year. And after that, we'll set our schedule for the January meetings if we deem necessary, which I think we do need deem them to be necessary, but we'll take a look at that next Tuesday. The first item on the agenda that I would like to cover, which I think is the main purpose for this Finance Committee, is to review the WPFW budget. Here is a small, short presentation from Bruce Wolf, its treasurer, given that we have had several overviews of their budget, and I would like for us to move this budget forward to the National Board for action on tomorrow's meeting, if possible. I think that this budget has been languishing long enough, and I think we need to move it forward. The second item on my agenda that I would like to propose to this group is to touch base with the WBAI budget and see if there's any updates or if we can pick up where we left off in the last review that we had a couple of two meetings ago, and the pending stuff that needed to be brought back so that we can continue the process of reviewing the New York budget. We still, for those members present and the audience, touched at all the Los Angeles budget. The KPFK budget has not been touched at all. And we need to look at that budget, and I'm asking members from Los Angeles to see where that process is. We probably might have a couple of two or three more meetings before this committee ends and the new year starts. I know that you guys want to talk about other things. I want for us to do times on the Washington budget, if you approve for it to be on the first item on the agenda. Another time for the New York discussion and anything else, given the situations that we have before us and the time constraints that all of you have. And finally, what time certain to finish the meeting, whether it's open session or we go into executive session, what time do we hang up regardless? And those are my items for you. What can I tell you? If anybody else wants to change, if somebody else wants to add, the secretary is rapidly taking notes, and we will have an agenda fairly quickly now.
Okay, so what I have is WPFW budget, WBAI budget, KPFK budget, and set the adjournment time. Actually, we can adjourn at any time, and if we want to set an adjournment time, we should set the time at this time. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense to even mention that. But do you want to suggest a time at which to adjourn, either to executive session or entirely?
I just thought it'd be nice if we could set time certain, Mr. Secretary, where, you know, we'll finish at, let's say, at a certain time and then move on, and then wherever we're right in the discussion, that's the end of the meeting. That's all I was thinking. But if we don't need to do a time certain to end the meeting, we can just keep on going until we decide that we needed to stop it.
Okay.
What are we going to do about executive session?
In executive session, if we go into executive session, there are financial matters to discuss.
No, I know. LeVarne, how important is it to do it tonight?
I just need to send this to you guys, to all of you, to tell you that this is what we are, it's just to do a quick summary on where we are in terms of the preliminary audit for September 30th, and the fact that we have funds available that we need to address as a board, in terms of getting the funds, so that we can start to address our serious issue of these major payables that are
right.
Still sitting on the books.
What we can do is the WPFW and WBAI budgets will take up a lot of the public session. I think the KPFK budget, I suspect, is not going to take up that much time. And when we're done with that, we can move to adjourn to executive session. And then we'll be in that, and it sounds like it's not going to be a long executive session. So we can just handle it in the usual way of adjourning to executive session when we're done with our KPFK budget discussion.
Well, Arlene wants to get off the call in 15 minutes, and LeVarne wants to get off the call in a half an hour to 45 minutes. So,
yeah, I don't know how that's going to work. Okay, if they have to leave here in 15 minutes...
Well, maybe we
5 minutes
start,
for a thing? Jeez, that ain't going to work.
Well, you know...
Well, what if we proceeded
I wanted to put this before the board tomorrow night, but why don't I send this to the National Finance Committee, and I will still try to do... I'll talk to Alberto and still do a perhaps a motion for tomorrow night. I mean, for tomorrow night. But I'll send this to you now. Information.
Do you have my email?
No. If you, I'm going
to
give you mine. And why don't you send me an email? My email address is LeVarne@Pacifica.org.
Okay.
Both Kim and.
Yeah, I'll send that.
Jim.
And Jim. Yeah, and yeah, all three, please.
LeVarne@Pacifica.org. LeVarne, you're sending to the list, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, as soon as they send this to me, yeah,
now that's... Well, Paul, I don't know if Jim's on the list or the new treasurers are now on that list.
The Barbara and Kim are on the list, Jim, I don't even have an email address for. He should send me an email, and I will put him on the list. I will invite him.
Yeah, you'll put me on for the phone call next time, RP?
I don't have that. That's not the thing I do. Somebody here will do that.
Okay.
I think that's John does that. But, yeah, they will I'm sure they'll put you on there for it next time.
Hey, this is Jim. I'm supposed to send an email to LaVarne and who else?
Send an email to rpm@glib.com. That's rpm@glib.com.
C-O-M. Gotcha.
Okay. And I'll start putting you on
this
there.
This is Barbara. And I assume I should email LaVarne and get whatever document you're sending everybody.
Right.
I think I sent you an invitation, didn't I? So I think if you answered that, you're on the list. In fact, I think you're on the list.
You're talking to me, Barbara?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, I am on the list.
Okay, so she's going to be sending that to the list, so everybody who's on the list ought to get it.
Paul, this is Alex. I'm here.
Okay, Alex. Hello.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Okay.
All right. So, Alberto, do you want to move that the agenda be the PFW budget, BAI budget, KPFK budget, and then just have it as that, and then we'll see if we go to executive session?
I think that would be excellent, Mr. Secretary. I move that we go ahead and accept that as our items for tonight's agenda, and that's it.
Okay.
I think we need to take a vote on my motion.
Ask if there's any objection.
Is there any objections? Obviously not. So let's move it on. Okay. Alex, just to kind of, before we go into the situation, we have, of course, you were here for Kim last meeting. Tonight's meeting, we have two new treasurers, Barbara from A and Jim from KPFT, and they're with us tonight. Alex.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay. The first item is to... My idea is for us to get a short review presentation from Bruce Wolf, treasurer from WPFW, so that we can adopt this budget and send it to the National Board for consideration of approval for tomorrow's National Board meeting. And I think this budget has been languishing in the burners now for about almost 5 months. We've had at least three presentations on it. I think that it meets basically all the basic requirements, management local finance committee working on it, the treasurer being intensely involved, our member, the local station board adopted the budget. It was not carried forth by our committee due to some technical reasons, and I think we need to get the WPFW budget back to the National Board. So, Bruce, can you give us an overview and on your budget? I think the most important thing about this budget from my chair is that it balances, even though squeakily barely balances, it does balance, and I really applaud the efforts of the local finance committee in Washington for coming up with such a tight budget, and hopefully they'll be able to meet its objectives during the fiscal year that we currently find ourselves in and are about to start the second quarter. Go ahead, Bruce.
Okay. Well, as you said, Alberto, the budget itself has been presented previously when we went over it, but the main thing is, yes, we put together a budget without a deficit, a balanced budget. It's got our surplus is $168, so it's, but the main thing is, so you just consider it a balanced budget. Our objective is to actually, hopefully, we will increase our revenues this year, and the excess or surplus that we create will go both to pay delinquent payments to central services and other debts that we have, as well as building up our reserves, because right now WPFW doesn't have any reserves. So those are two objectives. So, and we see this budget as being a first step that we're probably going to be carrying out for at least the next 2 or 3 years as we restore ourselves to a better fiscal health, which means having a real reserves of at least 1 or 2 months at a minimum, and obviously not clearing off debt. Unfortunately, there are issues ahead of us, though, that are going to put a lot of pressure on us, like relocation for one big thing. However, this budget, we crafted it very carefully. We took into account that, central services were something we took seriously. In the end, we did have to go, unfortunately, we didn't want to, but we did have to go to reducing hours on some of our employees in order to make the budget balanced. But there also our object is to hopefully that will be a temporary fixture. And once we get ourselves healthy again, the same people who've lost hours now will have them restored. And by the way, everybody keeps their full benefits during this time, so no one loses out on their health benefits or anything. The two issues that were holding up getting the budget approved by the NFC, by this committee, one was the question about negotiations we were carrying out with the employees union, AFTRA, so that we were working together and they were agreed on what we were doing, and that's been taken care of. And the other thing was getting the budget we had worked out into the format, the template that Pacifica uses for its accounting. Now, unfortunately, we didn't have it that way, and we needed some assistance, and we did get some assistance from Bertholdt at WBAI, and it's basically been done. And I had a personal conversation and worked a little bit with Bertholdt myself about a week or so ago, and he felt pretty convinced that everything in our budget is correct now. There might be just a few details on the payroll side, and he just has to work that out with Robert. And it's really just a matter of making sure he has the right people's names on the payroll sheet and things like that Bertholdt does, that he's put the right information in, and that he knows whose hours have been reduced and for how much. And that's something that he and Robert are working out. And what's happened is Bertholdt's in the middle of a fund drive in New York right now, so he hasn't had the time available to get together with Robert, but I'm sure that's going to be happening soon. But the budget itself is done. It's been done since last August. And I can tell you right now, by the way, based on the first couple of months of the year, of this fiscal year, is that we're basically on track right now, and I hope we stay that way, of our object of doing well on the revenue side. There's a lot of pressures on us on the expense side, but we are tracking what we're spending and trying as much as possible to stick to the plan that we have. There you are. And I do, and I request that the committee approve the budget tonight.
Second, if I can.
There we go.
Can I just throw something in quickly? We had like a conference call today for the staff, for the national office staff and the general managers. And basically, people who are having their fund drives now, they're like really, really successful. And at KPFA, the first time they really exceeded fund drive. And like I think someone said, the last 11 of 12, they have not exceeded the goal. But they've already, they will clearly do more than twice the goal. So just want to let you know that, Bruce, and I'll send a note to Robert, too, that Kay and the other areas just found these December, mid-December, early December fund drives to go really well, and they can be short. So, that's something that Robert and you guys might want to consider. They've been really, really successful.
Excellent. Well, are there any questions? I know there's a motion to move this budget toward the National Board for their consideration. We're recommending the WPFW budget to the National Board for tomorrow's meeting, and I'm sure we'll get some action on it. So are there any questions for Bruce
or
Wolf concerning the WPFW budget?
Our Paul for Stack?
Yes, Mr. Secretary. Please go ahead, our Paul, and do your questions.
Do we have the latest version of this? Because I'm not seeing it.
I just sent it out again tonight just before
we got together
for the meeting. But I do warn you, what I sent out, the main page, which is the budget itself, that is all the accurate numbers. Some of the other pages, you know, the background pages, the assumptions and cash flow, all these things, those are the things that Berthold was working on, and he hasn't sent that out yet, at least the final corrected version of it. So that part, you know, even though that his work isn't reflected here, but he told me that, you know, that he basically, you know, he had confidence in all the numbers. He had derived the numbers from information that Robert West had given him from our, you know, our books and stuff. So other than getting the payroll data information absolutely correct, we're pretty much good to go. But the part that I wanted you to see, that I, you might feel you should see, is the budget itself, which is the same one that we presented in the first place, by the way. So there's no changes. But what it does show you in this version is you can see the year 2010 figures alongside them, so you can, you know, for comparison. And it has the, you know, all the other, you know, the 2010 actual and 2010 budget and 2011 budget, you know, those fields on the right-hand side of the template that people wanted to see. That's what we didn't have when we first presented it. We didn't have that extra stuff.
Okay. So the...
No, did you have it? Can you see?
Yeah, I brought it up. So,
great. Oh, and hopefully, and I know there's some confusion earlier about different Excel versions. But now that it's in the template, I'm hoping that what you'll see, you know, are all the correct numbers and no bad cells or anything.
This is Barbara. I have a question.
I'll be there shortly.
Okay. One here. So, listener support, you're projecting 1.14.
That's what we're projecting.
And the 2010 actual is 1.08. And this is 56 grand more than last year.
Right. Well, we did project that. What we're doing is, if you'll notice, what the change is that for 2010, the projection was almost $3 million. It was 2.8, and that was totally unrealistic. So what we brought it down to was a number, and we didn't, to be honest, in making our 2011 projection, we didn't just look at 2010 because it's just the kind of year it was. But we felt, you know, this was worked out in conjunction with our development director and everything, that 1.1 is a realistic amount for us to raise. We're actually hoping we'll raise more, to be honest, but that's a realistic, safe projection for us. And going by our first drive in October, it looks like, you know, that's working for us. Because I think one of the reasons we were successful in October is that the goal we had was more realistic, and it really helped with our programmers when they were doing the pitching and stuff, because they just felt so much more successful. They were more energetic. They were, you know, the whole morale was up on that. But that's the main difference, is that our our projection is way lower than we had for 2010.
Okay. Barbara, I had a question. Are you done, Arpal?
Yes, I said thank you.
Yeah, you can come back. Barbara, you had a question for...
Well,
for
unfortunately, I could not open this attachment, and also the minutes that were sent earlier, it shows up differently on the screen, but this thing actually says that I can't open it. It might be in the wrong format. So I'm not quite sure. Maybe outside of these meetings, I could talk to somebody about something like this.
Can I ask what software you're using?
I have a MacBook, and I don't know what software this would be heading towards when I try to open it.
Mm-hmm.
I have the Google Gmail open thing, you know, looking at the emails and so on.
Oh, you're putting it on the cloud?
Well, you're using terminology that, you know, I
okay, all right.
Yeah, all right.
All right, we may need to steer you towards some free software that will open anything
mm-hmm.
Evil Empire puts out. So, however, I don't think we should do that at this moment.
No, I wouldn't expect you to, and I apologize, but it probably won't take too long for me to catch up so I can, you know, participate fully.
Okay. Again, Barbara, this is a precursor to what's going to be happening.
Yep, I've expected, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Any more questions on Bruce's proposed budget for those persons that have access to the information? Well, hearing none, do you think that we are, is there anybody that's opposed to submitting this budget as a recommendation to the National Board?
You know, this is LaVarne. Let me just state that I'm going to forward the CPB funding for this year, and the CPB funding is different than what's there in the budget for PFW, so that is less. So that definitely should be. You know, I think that we can do it, but, you know, I'm not going to post a big, but it's less than this. It's for PFW, it is about $190,000, not $282,000. That's $100,000 less. So, you know, at this point, you know, you've done everything you could do. There's an upside, there's a downside. This is definitely exposure, so I'll have to just outnote that on the CPP funding. And so I'm going to forward this on to you. I believe Bertel has gotten a copy of it when you were doing your budget, and I'm going to forward it to the committee now and to the managers, to the business managers.
Well, yeah, can I say something?
Sure, please.
You know, and I don't know, you can tell me what you think. It seems to me that the figures that are here are the figures that we understood at the time we made the budget, and that it's understandable in the course of a year that things are not going to work out exactly the way you project them. So if that makes any sense,
Yeah, I approve it. I mean, I'm going to approve it based on this. That was the number that you thought it was. But I'm just saying
right.
That it's
because
less.
I'll tell you, there's some other things already that are causing, in the real world, things aren't exactly the way we hope. I mean, just another example is that even though we did well in our fund drive in October, which is 2011 income, we had monies, you know, outstanding things that had to be paid from 2010, like, for instance, 2 months of rent and
utility
bills and stuff. And that actually ends up coming out of our 2011 income, and that's not reflected here, but that's the reality. But we know that's a challenge that we have to, that we're still going to try and reconcile some way. But
We wanted on your cash flow budget was those very items to put in the
Right. But I mean, if we had originally.
You guys have done really well on the budget in terms of the information you had at the time.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the budget we're looking at is from months ago now. And had we approved it then, now we'd just be dealing with the
shortfalls.
Right, the things that happen. And we know that. But we know that's what a budget is for. It's to give us guidance. And, but, there's good things as well as negative. So where there's, for instance, raising more money in certain areas than we had projected, and we're hoping that we can keep doing that. So, anyway.
Thank you.
That's just my input there.
Can you email that to us? Okay. Okay. Having heard this new information and everybody in the finance committee receiving that information that LaVarne is putting out for your use, Hello?
We're here.
Okay. I'm still, asking, is there any opposition to the motion brought before us to send this WPFW budget to the National Board? Okay. I'm hearing no objections to sending this budget to the National Board for their action. Mr. Secretary, will you go ahead and point that out in the minutes that the WPFW budget has been submitted to the National Board for their consideration? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce, and the Finance Committee and the administration in Washington for being so diligent in trying to come up with a budget that is workable and hopefully will meet success as we're moving through this fiscal year.
That's good.
And we'll go ahead and bring it before the National Board tomorrow when we have our meeting. Obviously, the next. Thank you, Bruce. Yes, LaVarne.
Okay, I see Jim Bard. I don't see anything from Barbara yet. An email address. I see Kim. Thank you, Kim.
This is Alex. Can I ask LaVarne a quick question before we leave this?
Yes, because LaVarne is about to leave.
The CPB funding drop, I assume that's similar for all the stations.
Yeah, I'm sending it now.
You're sending it now. Are you including, did we get an explanation for why it's dropped?
Yeah, it dropped, for two stations, they actually sent out letters to me and to the general manager. And in both those stations, it was based on the deficit, sorry, surplus versus deficit. They have these targets for profit and loss, and they also have a target for
listeners.
This is a listener thing. Okay.
Yeah. They told us those as for the future. Those are like information, and then the next step is like a warning. So, but for these drops, I had not received these letters in the past. So if they were sent out, I don't know where they had gone to tell us that there would be a potential drop. But there are targets that they have. And like I said before, just briefly, is that the way KPFT has worked this and before Katrina had talked about it, what you try to do is they have a certain time, they look at the numbers. So what you do is you find out what that time is, which is, I think, I talked to the person, and it's like spring. So for those two stations, K and for BAI, what we'll do is we'll try to look at areas where our listenership was up and ask them to use those periods versus the periods that they have chosen that were really low.
Call for a question.
Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, that was one of my questions here, because I've looked at that and I've done a short analysis of it using the formula for the listener index and what is it called, a community support index that they have online, and I worked their numbers backwards. And one of the things I'm wondering is, since they take it at a time, well, it's possible that they are looking at our numbers during one of our on-air fundraisers, which we know depresses the listenership, because people hear they're pitching again and our listenership goes down.
Precisely.
And if they manage to do the arbitrons during those, we've shot ourselves in the foot. So I'm glad to hear that you're going to try and get them to look at a different point in time in there, because I suspect we may have had our thons on while they were listening, you know, rating us.
Yeah, we've talked about that some too, and we've talked about it on our conference calls with the other GMs, and that's what KPFT has done in the past to address that. When I guess Dwayne had received a letter like this in the past, but again, this was the first year that I've gotten a copy. Berto got one, and KPFK got one. So one went to KPFK, one went to me, and the other went to Berto, and one came to me. So that's exactly what we need to do. Okay, Barbara, you haven't sent an email to me, so I can...
There is one. Maybe my name isn't in it. You might not recognize it because of that. It's treasurer.kpfalsb@gmail.com.
Okay, let me go back.
I mean, I'll email you, but I thought I was set up and it should be in the list.
If you could just send it to me, because I'm just going to pick it up and send you a copy of the stuff that I'm
sending. Fine. I'll do that.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Next, Laverne?
Yes.
How many minutes before you leave?
You know, I'm sitting here trying to send this. I have two things I have to send out, so once I get them sent out, probably in the next 15 minutes.
I would like for us to, we're going to go into the BAI budget, but I would like, before you leave, I would like for you to come on in and give us a quick status on whatever is happening with the KPFK budget from your CFO's chair, okay?
Can I just tell you now that we've had discussions before about bringing in, we were going to have one individual to work with us on that, on the budget. And quite frankly, the direction I'm heading in now is to assign, the person here in the office to go over the budget with the business manager there at KPFK. So I've asked Efren to, we're going through the audit now, but the auditor leaves tomorrow. So for Efren, then he's going on vacation for a while, then ask him to just go over the budget in detail with Anthony and address all the issues that have been raised about the budget in terms of if the budget is realistic. I think that was the question that Summer and that John Wayne go ahead.
Okay. Well,
I was on mute. Hello, LaVarne. Can I participate in that? And
please.
I mean, it would be easier for us all.
Right. Okay.
Let me.
We're in the middle of the audit right now, so I will know, I will get from Efren as soon as he completes our little projects. Tomorrow is Friday, and then he will be out of town, I think, next week or maybe the last part of next week. So if he's still here Monday, Tuesday, I will ask him to start on that Monday, Tuesday, and I will give you the time when we'll start talking about it, because I just, you know, Efren has done the budget. He was the business manager before.
Right, I know that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I will call them. We'll set up a time and have you there.
Okay.
Will that work?
That's great.
Okay.
And again, just to remind the members here present, there, we got to see a very, very, very preliminary KPFK budget maybe 4 months ago.
Yeah.
And it was not
adequate for even our consideration. By that, I mean it seemed like it was a cut and paste job from the 2010 budget, and the representatives of this committee from Los Angeles saw it and said that is not acceptable. And we haven't heard nothing from the Cape folk since then, and I think that we're getting close to that time where we need to bring it back before us. And Kim, welcome to the process. I hope that you will be able to participate and help get this this process through, because we're running out of time and we need to definitely have something by the end of January, if not sooner.
Right. Well, this will be a giant help if I can sit with Anthony and Efron or whoever else and do that.
Excellent. Okay, well, that takes care, Mr. Secretary, that I guess that takes care of the K update, and I guess we're ready to go now to the WBAI budget. Can we get some feedback and some information and see where we're at with all of that?
Okay. At the last meeting, we went over the BAI budget rather a bit, and there was a motion to pass it, made by me, and that was postponed to this meeting. So what we should do right now, I think, is I'm going to again make the following motion, to pass the WBAI draft FY11 budget contingent on any motions that come out of the executive session meeting. So there's a motion, and I think you missed the last public session, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
We did go over a number of things at that. There was a contingency plan that we got last week, and so we went over that a bit, and we generally talked about this budget. If you have any questions, we can go over them at this point in time. This is also a rather old budget.
I would think that in to help the members that are coming on tonight's meeting, let me just maybe you can just give us a quick overview on the contingency plan. Let me preface your contingency plan explanation by informing the new members of this committee that the last time, which was about two, three meetings ago, that we, with the general manager present, we reviewed the WBAI budget. It was $478,000 in the red. And it has been the policy of this committee, as much as we can, to make sure that no budgets leave this committee in the red. And that was one of the results of two meetings ago that we went back to the general manager and, of course, our treasurer, our Paul, and members of the committee to come up with some kind of a contingency plan that would make us feel better about that budget. And definitely, obviously, we were hoping that the contingency plan would eliminate a lot of that queasy feeling of having a budget with such a high dollar amount of being in the red. So with that introduction, Paul, can you kind of help us feel a little better about the WBAI budget with the contingency plan?
Yeah. First of all, let me point out the $478K shortfall in that particular budget is getting to it here. The $478K shortfall in that is if we are paying central services. And if we're paying central services and ending up that far in the red, then we, it doesn't make any sense. If we realistically don't budget in the full central services, the deficit drops very significantly. And so one of the things that the WPAI local station board voted on was to project this budget without with only, was it 5%?
Yes.
5% central services. And that's what we are projecting here. Now, the I'm having to scroll down to it here. So let me see here. Where is it? So anyway, the surplus deficit thing would be, in fact, 478. However, if we take out the if we take out the central services fees, it comes down to I think it's about 31-ish. Let's see, I'm looking for exactly where that is here, and my eyes are not cooperating well. This is in any case, let's see. Oh boy, my eyes are having a hard time. Pardon me, folks. All right, we have.
May I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am. While
it's Barbara. I just wondered, did you mean you were the next revision was taking out the central services altogether, or were you using this 5% figure?
The LSB is projecting about 5%. Yeah.
Okay.
We're supposed to pay 19.5%.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to make a few notes so I can keep up.
And so, let's see. Oh, boy, that doesn't... All right, and anyway, we are going to end up with... Skip to the end. All right. I have to look at this more closely here, I guess, but...
I think it's close to 282,000 deficit.
Bertrand Reinhold, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Well, okay. If we take out the central services, it comes to about how much you're saying?
If we take out central services, we have $45,000 extra. But if we put central service, we have minus $418,000. If we consider the contingency plan, and if your contingency plan works, we'll have a deficit of minus $282. In other words, we would be paying. We would be paying one second.
While Bertol is looking for
We would be paying $182,000 of central service as opposed to $418. So we would be paying almost we would be paying close to ~43% of central service.
What percent?
43%.
43?
All right.
Yeah.
Off 19.5.
Oh, I see.
For those of you, Bertol, we have several new members on the call now. And let me introduce you. It's Jim from Jim Boyd from Houston. He's the new treasurer, and it's Barbara. And I'm sorry, I cannot pronounce your name, Barbara.
Whipperman,
and she is the new treasurer from
KPFA
in Berkeley. Of course, Kim is here with us. She's the new treasurer from Los Angeles, and this is her second meeting. Bertol is the general manager out of our radio station in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Bertol is working with us tonight, and thank you very much for joining us, Bertol.
Okay.
So Bertol, I was making the point that if we were to pay full central services, we'd be 478K in the red. However, if we pay at our 5% that the LSB proposed, that comes out to, you're saying, how much? How much would we be in the red if we didn't?
No, we'll be 470. We'll be 470 in the red, right? But if the contingency plan works, right?
I should point out very fast. The contingency plan is projecting about 136 grand.
Yeah.
For income.
Yeah. So we would be 342 in the red. We would be paying $136,000 of central service, and we would be short 342.
Mr. Berto.
Yeah.
Will you be kind enough to tell us how much, what percentage is 132, the central services that you're proposing to pay to the central office, to the national office? How much is that? Is that 5%, 8%, 10%, rather than the 19.5?
It's,
Since you have the calculator there?
Yeah.
I'm close to 5%.
It's 28%.
28% of 19.5. Why don't you do that?
It's 122,000 is 28% of 478,000 central service.
Okay. Do me a favor, please.
Yeah.
Type 19.5% times 0.28 or 1.195 times 0.28 and give me the answer, please, sir.
Five percent. Yeah. So if our contingency plan works, we're going to pay a lot more than what is in the budget. What the LSB approved. And I the truth is, I cannot see any, paying any more than that, because I kind of stretch it as realistically as can be. I am assuming we are going to have a total of 1,500 WBI buddies paying an average of $20 a month gradually. That would bring us a $30,000 income. We have an online auction that we are putting together. Actually, I can email that to you to see how that's working. We are projecting $23,000 on that for the year. Additional community events, $7,000, and grants, which is the one that's kind of a little, hard to fulfill. We are projecting $75,000 of extra grants. The bottom line is, in grants, we have not really done anything in grants. So all of that would add up to 136.
Okay.
And as far as reducing expenses, we cannot reduce expense. We are, as you know, we are working each staff person is doing the job of three staff. So increasing income is the only way. And 136 at this point is the best we can do without having proven ever in the past that we have done those things. So this is the best I can realistically project.
Yeah, let me, okay, so Berthold, so instead of 478K with the adjustment to the central services, say again what our final deficit we're projecting for this budget is?
It's 478K, and with the contingency plan, we would be making 136,200. So therefore, we would be at a deficit of 342. In other words, we would have paid the national office 136 instead of 478. So therefore, we would have owned the national office 342,122.
So it'll be a $242,000 deficit. I thought we had
342. 342,122.
342,122.
The previous 7 years, we haven't paid anything. Now we would be paying 136.
All
I would like, Paul, you give us a feeling, since you're very good at this. I wanna take this budget to the executive session and bring forth a caveat to the budget. I don't think it would be good for us to talk about it in the stream. How can we do that, Mr. Secretary?
Well,
if we agree, can we go ahead and adopt the budget in executive session with the caveats to be sent to the board?
Well, the motion that I've made, let me read the motion again, would be to pass the WBAI draft FY11 budget contingent on any motions that come out of the executive session meeting. So if the committee wants to, we could pass that motion, and that would then also have some stuff coming out of executive session that might modify the budget that's before us, if anything comes out of executive session. And I would say that if, for instance, we didn't get to executive session tonight, but we had to do it on the 21st, that would still, anything coming out of that executive session would still modify the budget we have before it. So one way might be to simply pass the motion. Another way would be, I guess, to again postpone the motion until the 21st, and then do executive sessions tonight. So, you know, I guess those would be the things. Although, as I recall, we had at the LSB meeting, we had a deficit projection that was lower than 242, but I guess we've had some updates on that. So, okay. Anyway, in open session here, I think I can say WBAI has had a lot of trouble financially for 7, 8 years. And one of the things we need to understand is that I was looking over the summer an older cash flow thing, and it said there was a complaint that WBAI had not paid central services since April of 2007. And we had, in fact, paid. So there were some emergencies in Aud 8, I think, and we did throw some central services money in then. But WBAI has not paid central services for years and years at this point. And so 5% is a significant improvement over what we had been doing. One of the things I think we also need to keep in mind is the National Office and Pacifica Radio Archives budgets are based upon the central services payments. And if we were to budget WBAI to be paying the 19.5% to National Office and PRA, we would, one, cause to be adopted a budget with an even larger deficit, and two, that money would be very unlikely to get paid in, and so the National Office and the Pacifica Radio Archives would be basing their budget on money that we can pretty much guarantee isn't going to show up. So I think we need to be realistic about this and accept that WBAI is going to be sending in much less than 19.5% and, budget accordingly and deal with the reality of it.
There are other financial considerations at play here besides the budgetary impacts that you're stating concerning central services and the very strong effort on behalf of the WBAI people to make central services available at the rate of even 5%.
But there are other financial situations that we need to talk about, especially in executive session, dealing with the cash flow projections concerning the whole operation in New York, and that is one of the reasons why I, in my thought, that there should be a caveat to explain it. I don't know how to say it in a better way, but one of those sidebars that needs to be there for everybody to understand and to consider. Now, having said that, I would like to offer an opportunity to first LaVarne, if she's still there, to make some comments.
I'm here.
And then also see if the, I know it's very difficult for the new board members, the new committee members, but if they got any concerns, this would be a proper opportunity for them to give your concerns, their concerns, if they have any. But I do have one that I would like to add to your proposal, and it has to be dealt with in executive session, and I understand we could do it either way, either do it right now, go into executive session, or wait until we finish our executive session and do it on Tuesday the 21st, and then that should be the end of the New York budget from my perspective. Go ahead, LaVarne.
I'm sorry. You wanted me to address WPI's budget?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, my position remains the same that, you know, I cannot, you know, I'll just abstain, that I cannot vote for the budget. And I think that when we go into executive session, whether it's tonight, which I'm going to have to leave shortly, or hopefully Tuesday, we can do that. And we can talk about what Bertolt has everything laid out in terms of opportunities. He talked some about a couple of fundraising alternatives, about the fundraising that he's doing now. I think maybe we should talk about a couple of things on the expense side. You know, I know everything is tight. Let me just let you know that we are really addressing as hard as we can with everyone the transmitter contract, which we just got we were able to get a copy of that contract. I think I might have sent it out like within the last month. No one had a copy. The contract was signed in 2005. We had a copy of the rental portion, the space, but not this license fee, which is what is like, you know, which goes up. We have to show it on the balance sheet as we have to straight line the cost of this contract over the period from, it was a 15-year period. But at the end of the year in terms of cash, in 2020, the cost of this contract, I think, is about $685,000 a year, and it started about $225,000. I think it's up to about $328,000 this year. So that's a serious, serious concern. So, you know, I'm just saying these are the issues with BAI and with doing business there. But, you know, I will not vote to, you know, I'll just abstain. I will not vote to approve the budget with the deficit.
Okay. Thank you, LaVarne.
Sure.
Anybody else has any comments to add to this discussion? I know it's very difficult for you guys, but let's chime in if you have any comments.
This is Barbara. I have one question, not exactly for our Paul, but what LaVarne was just mentioning, the contract for what, the transmitter?
The transmitter tower at the Empire State Building.
Okay.
And the transmitter, and the electricity, and the COLAs, and the licensees, and a whole bunch of stuff that has worked out.
Point of order, Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Secretary. Go ahead.
I think there are some executive session issues there. So.
Okay. I don't think we're going to touch them anymore. I think LaVarne made her statement. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
This is Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I do think we have to discuss some of this in executive session. However, I'm not going to. I have to leave in a few minutes myself, so I won't be able to do it tonight. So I hope the committee will postpone this until the meeting on the 21st.
Can we do that? I think I would be in favor of something like that. We can go ahead and.
And let me just say that, Alberto, you're correct in making this not so easy. you're carrying out your fiduciary responsibility. But I really do think we have to pass this budget. But I understand where you're coming from, and I don't disagree with you either.
I have one thing that I think would be helpful, and it really doesn't change anything, but it is sensitive.
Sure,
and it
sure.
has to be done in executive session, and both you and our Paul and Bertold, and all of you need to be in there, because it's an interesting concept that has to be looked at.
We definitely need to be in executive session for some of this discussion anyway. Yeah.
Okay. New board members, new committee members, any thoughts, any comments, please?
I would just like to know what constitutes the executive session. Is it the directors, or who is on the executive?
Us. We just get off the screen and go into another telephone call.
You mean the whole committee?
Yes.
I see.
Us. We go out of the stream, out of this conference call.
I see. You're cutting off the public portion.
Yes.
I see. Okay.
And then we talk about sensitive issues that we need to. Yes.
Okay.
So yes, sir.
So you're suggesting that we also invite Bertold into the executive session?
I think he has to be in our executive session to discuss the BAI. Yeah. Situation.
So the chair should ask if there's any objection to that, and if there isn't, then he'll be invited into that.
Is there any objections that the general manager of the radio station that we're discussing be in our executive? Because usually staff people, only us, are involved. But he can come on, we can deal with the matter, and then he can get off. And if we need to talk about any other matters, he will not be on the executive session, only on those that pertain to the matter at hand.
Just for your information, Bertold has left the call right now.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, we've come to an impasse. Unless Mr. Secretary, you want to ask, as you had mentioned, for a vote again, and take the risk. Or do you want to wait for your vote until we finish our executive session? Whether we do it ahorita, soon, or we come back next Tuesday and go, can we go directly into the executive session, sir?
Next Tuesday to start?
Yes.
Yeah, we can do that.
Because it's been posted. It's been posted as being...
It is less than... Yeah, we had originally posted that we'd do the executive session after the public.
After the public session,
but
yes.
If we feel it's a real emergency, maybe we can try and risk it. Because we're supposed to have 7 days' notice, but that would be less than 7 days. But, maybe we need to do that. I don't know.
Point of information, can we just continue the meeting?
Right now?
We had an executive session on this meeting, right? So
yes.
So can you until Tuesday?
I'm sorry, come again?
We have executive session on this meeting, so can we just continue this meeting until Tuesday?
That's a question for our rubber rules of order expert, R. Paul Martin.
Well, LeBarn, are you saying end this meeting now and go into executive session right now?
No, what I'm saying is that since
continue it at another date.
Yes, continue the executive session part of this meeting on Tuesday. Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought that's
what we were talking about.
We could adjourn.
And then we don't need a 7-day notice then. That's the point.
Well, I think we'll be a little bit roughing it, but we can in fact probably do that.
Listen. What do you think of this, Sir Paul? We go into open session, we go through the roll call, we give, an update, and then we go, and then we spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes, getting ourselves organized,
and then we'll go into executive session.
All right. One way or another, the budget per se has to be passed in an open session. So, what we could do is the complicating factor is people are leaving. So our executive session tonight may or may not happen, or it may or may not have relevant people at it. So that's the real limiting factor here. We could do what we're doing now, go to executive session, do whatever, and pass a motion about the BAI budget at the public session on the 21st.
Okay.
That would work, but that would require that we have a real executive session tonight.
Why don't we go into executive session, people?
Okay, but we wanted to go over the other budget item, which was the KPFK thing, which I think
I think we already did that. We jumped to the agenda.
Okay.
Certainly am not prepared to talk about the KPFK budget tonight. So,
but we already got an update on it, Kim.
Okay.
Yeah, we had that discussion.
Okay.
Shall we go to executive session then? It will not take too long, I guarantee you guys. Well, my proposal will not take too long.
All right, so then you want to make a motion to adjourn to the executive session now.
Yes, I would like to make a motion for us to adjourn into the executive session. And the next thing that before we do that, do all of you members have the executive session access code?
Well, please do not say what it is on the air.
I have it.
I have it too.
Don't blame me. I'm passing on what someone told me to remind everyone.
Yeah.
Good. All right. So, is there anybody who doesn't have it? All right. So, Alberto, you've made the motion to adjourn to executive session. Let's see if that passes.
Okay. Shall we go to executive session?
So, excuse me, it's Barbara. So I actually hang up and redial?
Right.
Okay.
And add the other code.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And we'll all come back together in a few minutes.
All right.
Okay. Is that a yes? Do I hear any no's to that proposal? Okay, I guess we'll go to executive session. See you in a couple of minutes.
I got to run, Alberto, but I'll call you. I'll call you tomorrow because I need to talk to you about the question.
Perfect. I'll be waiting for your phone call tomorrow.
Thank you, dear.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Ben.
Okay.
Okay, we'll see you in a short.